Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sakenuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake aan jou gebring deur Wolbou. Die stad Kaapstad wil die grondwetlikheid van die nuwe wet op openbare aankope in die konstitusionele hof laat toets. Die wet skep 'n gesentraliseerde stelsel waardeur alle regeringsvlakke tenders moet uitreik en dit strek van plaaslike owerhede deur provinsies tot by die nasionale regering. En die doel daarvan is om korrupsie hok te slaan en dit stel ook streng bemagtigingsteikens vir maatskappye wat wil tender. Nou die doel daarvan is om korrupsie hok te slaan en dit stel ook streng bemagtigingsteikens vir maatskappye wat wil vir regeringstenders tender. Jordan Lewis is op die lyn, hy is die burgemeester. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. Before we discuss the legal challenge regarding this act, how does the City of Cape Town procure goods and services now from the private sector? And how would it change if the new act will become the new law?
It would introduce a whole lot of new red tape that would make it even harder. It's already extremely hard and time-consuming and slow to procure goods and services and can take anywhere from 9 to 12 months to procure in the state. So, you know, if you have a program that you want to get started, the absolute minimum you can start it is in a year's time, maybe even longer if you have to procure anything. So it's very, very time consuming. And this adds additional red tape, always under the guise of trying to prevent corruption. But of course, it just punishes those who actually do good, because the corrupt people and the corrupt municipalities will just find a way around it anyway. And those who are doing good, like us, will have to comply with all of it to keep our clean audits. So it's really not helpful. And that's why we want it reconsidered.
When I first saw the act, I thought, okay, you know, a centralized system would allow for more oversight. But corruption at, you know, municipal level, at local level, as well as, you know, even provincial level, maybe even national level as well, there's systemic corruption. That's one of the reasons why we have such poor service delivery. And it is seen as national government doing something to try and curb it. Why would you say it would not reduce corruption?
Because we already have extremely restrictive procurement regulations that are extremely time-consuming. And speaking as the only city in the country that has got a clean audit, I can tell you how much enormous effort and resources and time go into trying to comply with all of those regulations in order to get a clean audit. Now, for all the 240 or something municipalities who don't get a clean audit, what is the consequences? There's no real consequences to any of that. So you do it because it's the right thing to do and because you're trying to run an ethical and honest government. So already with all of that requirement, all of the people who want to do bad things find a way around it easily anyway, and there's very little by way of consequence. So this will make no difference. It will make it harder for the good people and make no difference for the bad people.
So why do you think it is unconstitutional?
Well, because a couple of years ago, the Constitutional Court found that state entities can actually design their own procurement rules. And we did so. And then this act came along to try and force all procurement back into the same box. And so we think that it probably falls foul of the local government's autonomy, our freedom, our autonomy to design our own set of rules if we would like.
Why is the city bringing this challenge and not the DA?
My understanding, I would need to check, but my understanding is that the DA might be doing so as well. And there's a number of other organizations as well. I might get these a little bit wrong. I haven't seen the specific detail, but I think Solidaritate, I think it's Solidaritate that's challenging it as well. And I also know that my colleagues in the Western Cape provincial government are challenging it as well. It's either Solidaritate or Sakalicha. That's the other organization I'm thinking of.
It seems like every single piece of legislation goes to the courts, and most of them are destined for the Constitutional Court. That's also not a healthy situation.
It's not healthy, and I hope that the Parliament and the ministers, the Cabinet, learn that you cannot just come out with a new piece of legislation every 5 minutes, which aims to add more red tape, more regulations that local governments must comply with, make it more difficult and onerous for us to do our jobs. And without giving us any of the resources to do so, of course. and then expect that we are just going to take that lying down all the time. I think it's very healthy that we are starting to stand up and defend our autonomy and say, you know, Cape Town is the one place that works. This is a place that is run on integrity. So for goodness sake, stop adding more and more kilometers of red tape. Let us get on with the job of delivery and rather spend more time fixing all those hundreds of broken places.
If you could change one or two things to improve the efficiencies of procurement processes and to reduce corruption, what would you do?
That's a very good question. I think what takes an enormous amount of time is that almost every single tender of any significant size is appealed by all of the unsuccessful bidders because there's no cost to them to appeal and the potential payoff is huge if they win on appeal and win the tender. So I would say that appeals have to be really substantive and that if appeals are determined to be nonsense, that actually there's a significant cost to those who appeal and hold up the process just so that they can hope to get a different outcome. I think that would save many months in the procurement process, just that one thing alone. And then I think we're increasingly trying to use public-private partnerships, but the process for public-private partnerships is the longest of all the processes. That's the worst. Now, the Treasury has recently, they've made much fanfare about the fact that they have tried to simplify the PPP rules, but actually the simplification they've introduced is very, very tiny and marginal at best for us at local government. So I would have much greater simplification of those rules so that we could use more PPPs.
Jordan, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Jordan Neil Lewis, hy is die burgemeester van Kaapstad.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.